Okay, I think we're ready to go.
Is it going to go?
It is ready.
It is going. So. Yep. Just plug it in and then it works.
Okay.
Did everybody sign the paper that was passed?
Yes, everybody that's here has signed the paper.
Larry?
I did.
We gave him too much time.
I already got there. I know who you are.
Keep on the phone.
Yeah.
Well, you get off the phone.
We've been waiting.
If you want to just orient yourself, start looking at these pictures of the ranch.
Yeah, yep.
Pretty good. I remember when it was quite rustic.
Even more so.
When I was living there.
You know, Val, I kind of feel the same way. Even in the last couple of years, it's improved dramatically compared to what it was.
How far back did that house go?
Back?
19...
How old?
Down.
50.
I don't know. No, it was in the 20s. I'll bet it was in the 20s.
Yeah. It's been added on to several times. And you can get that
confused. Is the store older than that then?
The what?
The building that's now the store, is that older than that?
Bunkhouse.
That was the old bunkhouse. And
I don't think that's as old.
I don't know. They may have been built at the same time.
Okay.
You think what, 1920?
Is something of that neighborhood.
Barn is the same way, you think?
The old Finley Ranch was really in its heyday, and I mean heyday, in the 30s.
Okay.
There was probably more hay cut on the Finley Ranch than there was on any other ranch in the county.
In this one group that I had called Some Green Guy, they talk about the ranch being in operation there, right where the Deer Springs Fork is, or the creek come down through there, back into the 1800s. And I imagine the cabin up by the upper ponds is part of that group or something like that.
The one in the calf there, in fact, Val did some research on the original abstracts. And we had that at one time until the real estate office burned and
I remember that.
Melted all your stuff to nothing.
Yeah.
There are abstracts that could be documented as to who homesteaded initially.
Mm-hmm.
We had that because we thought that some of the pioneer families and their kids' kids would be good candidates to buy, knowing mm-hmm. that their great-grandfather homesteaded Broad Hollow or homesteaded Johnny Brown or whatever. And so Val put together a nice book on the history of the ranch from the time that the kitchen had it as a goat farm and then Finley's as a sheep and then changed to Finley cattle. So we had all that one time.
Wow.
We'd have to do it again.
Mm.
What is that structure in front of the well? You know, when you get water from my trailer, from my cabin, off to the side there, there's a...
Going up to the other cabin.
Or something like, was there a well there at one time?
Up where the new well is now?
Well, you know where you park the propane tank?
Yeah.
No,
it's
going up towards the upper cabin.
Upper
cabin.
Upper
lid over the spring.
Is that a lid over a spring or a well? It's about 50 feet in front of the water faucet.
And off to the north?
Well, it's off towards
to the
north,
west.
Yeah.
The east.
To the east. No, it's going to the east.
There's that right there. Come up the road right there.
That may be a box where the valves are.
I think that's all it is, just a valve box in through there.
I've seen it there before, but I never knew what it was.
Yeah.
I never lifted it up and looked under it. I was afraid something might come out.
Is the cabin that's up above that, is that older than the one on the road? Is the cabin near that spring, is that older than the one up on the road?
I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the names of all those at one time and could still dig them out.